is the number of Catholic priests who are child abusers, pedophiles, disproportionate? Or are they just very highly publicized cases? We asked our reporter Barbara Bradley to find out.
That a man of God could abuse the trust of a child is by any standard horrifying. But is it prevalent? Experts say there are no good studies on the issue. Government-funded researchers won't touch it, nor will private companies. Psychologists who have studied the issue say the Catholic Church is probably no different from other secular institutions in terms of numbers. But lawyers say abuse in the church is qualitatively different. There's something in the nature of the illness, the priesthood, and the structure of the Catholic Church that creates a dangerous mix. It's not for the obvious reason, says Fred Berlin, who heads the Sex Disorders Clinic at Johns Hopkins University. He says, contrary to popular notion, the priesthood is not a magnet for pedophiles.
I've never seen an instance of somebody who knew he was attracted to children and said to himself, gee, if I become a priest, this will be a good vehicle for getting access to kids. What I have seen, though, is a couple of instances of people who were aware that they had these attractions. They had deceived themselves into thinking if they lived a life of celibacy that the problem would go away. And then, unfortunately, because sexual drive does not go away, what they had thought had been a solution clearly turned out not to have been one.
Berlin says there's no profile of a pedophile. As in the secular world, so in the Catholic Church. They range in background and IQ. But he says there are clues that can point to pedophilia. In an unpublished study of priests who had abused minors, about two-thirds of them had themselves been abused as children. That may come as no surprise, but Berlin says another provocative finding by the late psychiatrist and priest Michael Peterson suggested that many priests with a history of pedophilia had endured an unusually strict moral upbringing.
Many of the priests whom he was seeing who had pedophilia and other sexual abnormalities had not been sexually abused in the way that we normally think of that, but they had this overzealous suppression, this sense that if you're even curious about sex, if you even think about masturbating, horrible things will happen to you. And Father Peterson's clinical experience suggested to him that for some, that too may be a damaging experience.
Patrick Schiltz, a lawyer who has defended Catholic and Protestant churches in more than 500 cases, says he believes there's something unique to the priesthood at play as well. The spiritual role of the priest demands a kind of emotional obedience not seen in secular organizations or even in other churches.
They have certain mystical or spiritual powers. They're there more than just to kind of lead a congregation in worship. I mean, they can turn the bread and the wine into the body of blood of Christ. We can't. They can forgive sins. We can't.
Schiltz says just as the sense of reverence has shielded the priest, so has the structure of the church itself. He says for decades, the structure has allowed a pedophile priest to abuse not one or two, but dozens of children.
And that is a function of the fact that it is such a hierarchical church and the bishops have so much power. In, say, the Lutheran church, you don't have cases of a Lutheran bishop moving a pastor from congregation to cover up misconduct because Lutheran bishops don't have the power to move pastors.
And Jeff Anderson, a plaintiff's lawyer in St. Paul, Minnesota, adds that the culture of the Catholic Church has allowed the problem to go on in secret.
I think it stems from the fact that the hierarchy of the Catholic Church is all male run and enjoys such an insular degree of power that they feel that any problem that presents that they can deal with it. So it's kind of the arrogance of power, a paternalism, and a sexism that pervades the clerical culture of the Catholic Church in America that makes them think that they are the ones that can deal with it and causes them to continue to deny that they have the serious problem that they have.
That's one view, but even defenders of the church say it is colliding head-on with the openness of America's larger society, and this is pulling the church into a new era in which pedophile priests are prosecuted rather than shielded. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.